Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
There are some critics who question whether Jesus of Nazareth ever lived on the earth. But Jesus did live. Bart Ehrman wrote an article in the Huffington Post entitled, "Did Jesus Exist?" back in March of 2012. Ehrman is certainly not a friend to the Bible, but he made this statement, quote, "One may well choose to resonate with the concerns of our modern and postmodern cultural despisers of established religion, or not, but surely the best way to promote any such agenda is not to deny what virtually every sane historian on the planet, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, pagan, agnostic, atheist, what have you, has come to conclude based on a range of compelling historical evidence. Whether we like it or not, Jesus certainly existed." End of quote. And so Jesus of Nazareth lived on this earth. But who was he? You know, people give different answers to this question. There are a lot of different views about who Jesus was. And you know, it's also important to note that people had different views of who Jesus was even in the days when he lived here upon the earth. Jesus asked his disciples, recorded in Matthew 16, verse 13, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And so there were different views about Jesus then. Paul said to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4, "For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached." And so evidently there were those preaching a different Jesus than the one the apostles preached. Well, today people preach different Jesuses. But there is only one true Jesus. Jesus cannot be all that people say that he is. For example, Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States, and he served as president during the Civil War. Someone else may say, well, he was a Southerner, fought with the Confederacy, and became the president of the Confederate States. Someone else says, he was not the president of the United States during the Civil War, but he was the Secretary of State. Well, Abraham Lincoln cannot be all that these people say he is. Somebody is wrong. Well, the same is true with the different views that people have of Jesus. Jesus cannot be all that people say that he is. He is who he was. But who was he? Today on our program, we want to look at different views that people have of Jesus and then ask the question, which one is the real Jesus? And we want to emphasize that the view that we take will determine our eternal destiny. We must believe in the real Jesus if we are to be saved from our sins. Well, first of all, some people believe that Jesus was just a good moral teacher or philosopher. Those who take this view usually deny his deity. They say he was just a great reformer like Gandhi or Martin Luther King or some other reformer. Well, what we know about the life of Christ is recorded in the Bible, and particularly in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are historical accounts of the life of Jesus here on this earth, and they were written by men who lived in the first century A.D., in the day that Jesus lived. Matthew and John were two of Jesus' 12 apostles. They walked with Jesus, lived with him, ate with him, heard him teach. Their testimonies are credible testimonies of the life and teaching of Christ because they give us eyewitness testimony. Well, someone might be asking, well, how do you know that the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were written in the first century by men who lived in the days that Jesus lived? Well, the writings of men in the second, third, and fourth centuries quote profusely from the writings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The writings of men such as Cyril, Eusebius, Origen, Clement of Alexandria, Tertullian, Justin Martyr, Irenaeus, and others prove that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were written in the first century in the days of Jesus, and that they were written by the men whose names their books bear. Now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John record that Jesus claimed to be the divine Son of God. We emphasized that on our program last week and looked at some of the evidence of the truthfulness of his claim. We looked at how he fulfilled prophecy, he performed miracles, and he was raised from the dead. Now, if Jesus was not the Son of God, but just a moral teacher, a philosopher, I suggest to you that he was not a good moral teacher, because he was a liar, claiming to be someone he was not. He was a fraud, and therefore not worthy of our attention or respect. And if Jesus was just a moral teacher or philosopher, and nothing more, then we must deny all his miracles. The miracles of Jesus that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John record really didn't happen. And if we deny what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John write about his claim to deity and his miracles, why accept anything else these men wrote about him? Why should we believe them concerning what they say he taught? If we reject their writings regarding his claim to deity and his miracles, I suggest we will never know who the real Jesus is. No, Jesus was not just a good moral teacher or philosopher. And then second, some people view Jesus as just a great social reformer. This view may or may not accept Jesus as the Son of God. Those who hold this view believe that Jesus came only to make this world a better place in which to live. They believe he came to deal with social and political inequities, and that is all he came to do. To them, forgiveness of sin and everlasting life in heaven is a secondary matter, or not a matter to be considered at all. There are preachers in the pulpits of churches today who rarely speak of forgiveness of sins or of eternal life. The gospel they preach is primarily a social gospel. They address all sorts of social and cultural issues and get the people involved in a wide range of socially oriented activities, but rarely, if ever, do you hear them speak of the cross of Christ and the significance of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. To them, Jesus' primary work was not to save man from sin, but to solve man's social ills. Well, there is no question that Jesus' teachings will have a tremendous impact upon the morality of men, and when his teachings are followed, will solve a lot of the social ills of our society. Jesus taught that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves, to do unto others as we would have them to do unto us, to give to the poor, to help the needy, to do good to our enemies. Without question, Jesus' teachings, when followed, have a tremendous impact on men and their social behavior. But Jesus came to do more. The things of this life was not his main work. Jesus' primary work was to save sinners so that they could be in fellowship with God and have everlasting life. Jesus said in Luke 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Paul said in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Jesus said to the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." John 4, verses 13 and 14. Jesus came to give water, but water that results in everlasting life. The apostles preached a crucified Savior. Paul said in the face of an emphasis on the wisdom of the world, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 2. If our preaching of Jesus is an emphasis on social reform, teaching that Jesus came as a social reformer and nothing more, then we are preaching a different Jesus than the one we read about in the Bible. No, Jesus did not come just as a social reformer, just to make our lives better here. But then there are others whose view of Jesus results in him being a weak and compromising Savior. Let me explain. There are those who cannot view Jesus judging the world and sending some people into an eternal fire called hell. Now, they know Jesus has said some hard things about casting people into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, Matthew 25, verse 30, and about those who will go to hell into the fire that shall never be quenched, Mark 9, verse 43. But when it all comes down to it, they believe that everyone is going to be saved and go to heaven. They just cannot conceive of this talk of hell and this talk of judgment all bearing out in the end. Well, the result is the Jesus they are preaching is a weak and compromising Savior. Yes, he talks harsh about judgment on those who rebel against God, but he will not follow through. Well, the fact is, the words of Christ, whether they be of salvation or of judgment, they are consistent and they are solid as a rock. His words are authoritative. Jesus said in John 5, verses 26 through 29, "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." These are the words of Jesus. He means what he says. Those who preach that unrepentant sinners who reject the gospel of Christ will also be saved and go to heaven really minimize the seriousness of sin, and they cheapen the grace of God. You see, sin is the reason Jesus came to this earth and died on the cross. His death on the cross was the just payment for sin. Read Romans 3, 23 through 25. God's grace for man was shown in the giving of his Son to die as a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus is now able to save those who will come to him in faith and obedience. John 3:36 says, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." To teach that unrepentant sinners who do not come to Jesus will be saved alongside with Christians who have committed their lives to Jesus is to say that the grace of God and the death of Christ were not necessary. You see, it minimizes sin and cheapens the grace of God. But another view of Jesus is that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world. This is the Jesus that is made known to us in the Bible. This is the real Jesus that lived on this earth about 2,000 years ago. Those who accept this view and commit their lives to him in obedience truly know him, and they have eternal life. The Hebrew writer says that Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Hebrews 5 and verse 9. Dear listener, why not accept the real Jesus? Commit your life to him and he will save you. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Repent of your sins, confess your faith in Christ, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program, or a transcript of this program, or of any of our Bible Talk broadcasts, then just give us your name and address, along with the title of the program that you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. Now, there are three ways that you may send in your request. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. The address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You are invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7, The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at this same time for Bible Talk.